So today we will continue to share the topic about when the pattern is right, God's glory is going to fall.
今天我们继续来分享，当这个我们这个路对的话呢，神就会他的祝福就会跟随。
荣耀显灵，
他的荣耀会显灵。
So when Moses built the tabernacle according to the instructions given by God, when he finished everything according to the instructions.Then the glory of God fall.
摩西呢就照着神的这个吩咐，把这个帐幕建好了以后，这个荣耀就降下来。
When Jesus was on the earth, his body was a tabernacle of God's glory. And when he does everything right, glory is on him.
当耶稣行在地上的时候，他的身体呢就是神的殿，就是神的这个帐幕。但他按照这个神的心意去行的时候，跟神完全对齐的时候，那个荣耀就是在那。
The Bible said, "Unmeasurable Holy Spirit dwells in him."
就是多么大的那个就是无可限量这个圣灵在他里面。
And he also said, "Those who believe in him will do great things than him."
相信他的，甚至会做比他更大的事。
Do you believe?
你们相信吗
？Do you believe what he says?
你们相信他说的吗
？That means you are going to do great things than Jesus did on earth.
意思就是说，你会做比耶稣还要更大的事。
That's not what I said. That's what Jesus said.
不是我说，是耶稣他说的。
Whatever the Lord said is going to come to be true.
神主说的什么呢？他都会是会成就的。
So, what he needs is our faith.
我们需要的就是信心。
Of course, it's not just one person. It's a church, the whole church together, even the bigger church as body of Christ.
当然不是说只是一个人。但是整个教会一起一个整个整体。
However, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love never changes.
神呢是昔在今在的，都是同样的这个神。
His promise never changes.
他的应许是不会改变的。
So the God for the New Testament church is the same God as Old Testament Israel.
这个神呢是新约的神呢，跟旧约的神都是同一个神。
So the way he instructed Moses about how to build the tabernacle is also about us, because the same God who loves us.
就是这个神呢，他是叫摩西是吩咐他怎么去建造这个帐幕呢？他也是同样的神，今天也是跟我们是同样的。
However, his revelation is gradual. As light is going to be greater and greater.
但是他的这个他的这个彰显会是越来越显明。越来越亮他的光。
Now, this is the last days. The darkness is going to be darker, but his light is going to shine brighter.
现在末世呢，虽然是个黑暗会越来越暗，但是这光呢会越来越光，越来越亮。
You know, these days many scary things happening.
就是有很多是会让你看到惧怕的事情会发生。
You know, Elon Musk told the Prime Minister of Poland, he said, "You are a small man."
你知道那个马斯克对这个是哪个
波兰的
这个
总统
跟他说，你知道你也只是个小人物而已。
那 why does he say that?
他怎么会这么说话呢
？He mean it.
他真的是这个意思。
Because if he close, stop the Starlink.European countries will be in chaos.
你知道他要是把这个星链这个网络一关闭的话呢，这个欧洲就乱了。
Do you understand?
你明白吗
？And Ukraine accused Elon Musk about closing the Starlink, but actually he said I didn't do it.
乌克兰他呢抱怨那个马斯克说他怎么把这个星链给关了？但马斯克说我没有做这事。
Actually, if he turn off the Starlink for 2 days, Ukraine will be totally lost.
事实上，他要是把这个星链给关两天的话，这个乌克兰就毁了。
那 Do you know that Elon Musk's team can close your check your IP and then do anything to you now?
你知道，马斯克他的这个星链这个网络，他可以检查你的 IP 啊，你的所有的 ID， 他都能够找得到。
This is a scary moment.
这个、
Hopefully, Elon Musk is not that bad, not evil.
这真是可怕，但是真的希望伊隆马斯克他不是邪恶的人。
But in the coming days, many people, even the experts are talking about, the AI actually are going to be evil, some of them.
但是那个有些专家呢，他现在们都在讨论说，将来这个 AI 呢，就不知道会不会走向这个邪恶。
It's possible. It will.
但其实是可能的，它也会的。
And also now, many experts in the last a while they predicting 2030 and the AI, all this, they will take all the knowledge, whatever in the human history, and humans has nothing to learn.
甚至说那个专家们就预言了，就是说将来2030年的时候，那个 AI 它会掌握人类所有的知识，到那个时候你会发现人类都。没什么可学的。
Actually, it happens much earlier. Actually, this year, next year, this will happen.
甚至有可能说今年、明年都会发生。
That's why many young people said, even the expert says, there's no need for university, no need for you to get a bachelor, master, and a PhD. What's the need?
那些专家说，甚至你都不用去什么那个大学啊，这些都不需要了。The
world is going to be very, very different.
就是世界会变得非常不一样。
Many people could be controlled by people like Elon Musk.
很多的人会被别人所控制，就像马斯克这样的人。
So that's why the Bible said there will be a mark of beast put on people.
这就是圣经上说，他说会有个印记呢，就是兽的印记会打在人的额头上。
When the Antichrist came.
敌基督来的时候
Antichrist is a man Bible predicted in the Old Testament and New Testament will come in the last days in the position of Christ.
这个敌基督呢就是在圣经里面有预言过的，这个他是讲说是这么一个人呢，他将来会来了，他会装作是一个像个基督一样的一个身份的人。
Anti means either it's against, either means it's a substitute.
敌基督呢，一方面他是抵挡基督，但另外一方面他是代替基督。
That means he is a substitution for Christ before Christ really comes.
意思就是说，他可以就是冒名顶替这个基督呢，他就可以行这样一个投
资。So, brothers and sisters, all the more we need to get closer to God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们更需要靠近神。这个时候
，The Lord is going to.Lead us.
主呢会带领我们。
Do you know that our God is the most powerful in the universe?
你知道我们的神是全宇宙是最有大能的。
Our God is the one who really loves you. His love is the greatest in the whole universe.
神是真爱你的，他的爱是全宇宙最大的。
Does Elon Musk love you?
但伊隆马斯克他爱你吗
？Of course not.
当然不。
Elon Musk can control the Starlink.
马斯克他可以这个控制星链。
But when we come closer to the Lord, when the Lord leads us, He will show us about the things in the future.
但是我们靠近神呢，神却可以保证我们未来的平安。
Remember, last year I shared about this brother Brandon Biggs.He saw Trump's right ear, the bullet hit the right ear in the March 14th, 2024. That's how God would tell his people about things to come.
你记不记得那个去年我分享过叫布兰登的这个先知，他预言说这个川普他的额头，他的那个右耳朵会，他被刺杀的时候右耳朵会被打到。然后像这样的一个神启示，这个先知的这样的事情会发生。
The other day in the prayer meeting, there was a sister saw a vision, says about another sister, says there's a piano is waiting for her.
Piano?
就是钢琴。
啊，钢琴。啊，就是有一个姐妹她在敬拜祷告的时候呢，她就说看到异象，看到个钢琴在等着她。
Yeah, the one who saw the vision is in the east.She saw the vision on the Zoom, through Zoom.
她在这是在 Zoom 上面的一个祷告会。
And The sister she was prophesying about is not among us. We just need praying for her.
这个姐妹呢，她其实不是我们中间的。
另外一个我们正在为她祷告的姐妹也不在我们当下。So what happened is that this is very accurate because that sister has a calling of worship, leading worship. We know that.
这个姐妹呢，她有敬拜祷告这个呼召，我们是知道的。
But right now, it's not among us.
但是她现在她并不在我们中间。
But God knows.
但神知道。
God will reveal to us and also through this to encourage us.
神会通过这些事情那个向我们显明呢，也是在鼓励我们。
Can Elon Musk tell you tomorrow?
马斯克他能够
What happens to Trump?
他能够
No, he will not.
明天会那个会有什么事发生在川普的身上吗？
Yeah, he can control you with the Starlink.
是，他可以控制星链很多事情。
But he will not know the bullet is going to come to go through Trump's ear, right here.
但他却不可能会知道这个子弹是怎么样穿过川普的耳朵。
He might know through all this search and that sister has a gift of worship.
也许你通过这个调查搜索可以知道这个姐妹她有这个敬拜的恩膏。
He know how to search all those IPs, know that many government departments they waste the resources. That's very scary. Many people get fired.
这催泪史是像政府部门，他们有非常多的资源可以搜索到你的 IP 啊、地址啊那些。
Elon Musk can go to those addresses.
对对对，马斯克他可以。
This is very scary, but God is much bigger.
但神呢，却比这更大。
So we need to come closer to Him.
所以我们需要靠近神。
We need to trust Him.
要信靠神。
Bible said, "Without faith, we cannot please God."
圣经上说，人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
So the one who comes before him must believe he is, and he rewards those who seek him.
来到神面前的人呢，应该要相信他，就要得他的赏赐。
相信他，而且相信他会赏赐寻求他的人。So you see, God really loves what those ones who believe in him.
所以神是喜悦的是谁呢？是相信他的人。
Believe.
相信
faith
信心
so then our faith is going to grow
当我们的信心在成长的时候
because there's a time we get saved
对有的当然我们是有时候有有时候
有那个时候
对我们有得救的时候
so at that time we said yes Lord Jesus Christ I believe your blood have shed for usFor me, forgive my sins, I can be saved.
当我们得救的时候，我们说：“是啊，主啊，感谢你，谢谢你的宝血，使我们能够得救，洁净我们的罪。”
But there's different levels of faith. You can be blessed.
但是呢，信心呢，确实可以进到另外一个 level， 使得你更加蒙福。
So John chapter 1 said, when Jesus come to dwell among us, it's a grace manifested in fullness.
这约翰福音第一章里面讲说，他的恩典就住在我们中间，丰丰满满。
And it said grace upon grace，
就是恩典加上恩典。
Grace upon grace，
就是恩典加上恩典。
There's more grace，
就是更多的恩典。
There's more grace for us to receive，
就是让我们可以真的可以得着更多的恩典。
So that we can live a blessed life on this earth, just like Abraham, David.
我们在这个地上呢，可以过着蒙福的生活，就像亚伯拉罕一样。
And also, we become a blessing, just like Abraham and David.
而且我们可以成为别人的祝福，就像亚伯拉罕一样，还有大卫。
You know, Abraham. Through Abraham, the whole earth is blessed.
你像因着亚伯拉罕呢，全地都蒙福。
Remember David.
你记得大卫吗
As a shepherd boy, when he was called to be the king of Israel, Bible said, wherever he goes, God gave him victory.
你记得吗？他起先不过就是个放羊王，但是后来却成为一个以色列的王。圣经上说，他无论往哪里去，神都叫他得胜。
So that means God blessed David.
所以神祝福了
Blessed Abraham
大卫，祝福了亚伯拉罕。
You see Bible recorded many many people, but for David and Abraham the blessing is so great.
圣经呢记载了很多人，但是呢像那个亚伯拉罕和大卫呢，那记载了非常多的祝福。
With Abraham, God established the covenant of the offspring, you know, the offspring, the whole day.
就是神呢跟这个亚伯拉罕呢，就是立约了这样一个这个立约呢，是关系到他后代的这个祝福。
And so Jesus Christ will come from him.
耶稣基督就是从亚伯拉罕这个血脉来。
With David is the king called king, called Davidic.Davidic covenant, which is the king will come from him.
就是大卫呢，他的大卫的约呢，也是王会从他那儿来。
That's Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督。
And if you read the Bible, some people are more blessed, some people less blessed.
你去读圣经的话，有些人得了祝福更多，有些人得了祝福没那么多。
Some people God use more, some people God use less.
有些人神使用他更多，有些人使用的没那么多。
Some people God used them for a while, they didn't want God to use.
有些人呢，神使用了他，但是他后来却不想要神用他。
And some people at the beginning their life is a wreck, but later on their life is so blessed because they trusted the Lord.
就是有些人刚开始他生命挺破碎的，但后来却神就大大的使用他，祝福他。
It's all about.Do they want God more?
这都关乎的是他想不想要更多。
Do they want God more in their life?
他想要神更多充满在他的生命中。
Do they want more of the Holy Spirit?
他想要更多的圣灵吗？
Do they want to know more of God's ways?
他要想要更多这个神的道吗？
More about His Word.
跟他的话吗？
His Word, when you believe His Word, means you trust Him.
你要相信神的话呢，就是你要信靠他。
So we talked about the tabernacle of Moses.
所以我们讲这个大卫的帐幕。
I repeat a little bit again. When we come into the court of this holy temple, remember this color, these four colors.
我再重复一下，复述一下以前的，就记得他那个帐幕的这个门前那个门上的那个颜色吗？几种颜色吗？
那 four color. What are the four colors?
四种颜色是哪四种？
First is blue.
第一个是蓝色。
What is the second?
还有第二个什么
？Purple. What is the third?
紫色。
Red.
第三个是红色。
White.
第四个是白色。
So the King from heaven, with his blood, cleanses us as white as snow.
天上来的王会他的宝血可以洁净你，洁白如雪。
So that's why when we come.Come to the holy temple, come to the tabernacle. All we as New Testament Christians, when we come to God anywhere, any moment.
就是任何时候呢，你在新约里面也是这样来到神的面前，就像这个进入这个帐幕一样。
We remember it's by the blood of Jesus.
就是靠着耶稣的宝血。
The blood of the Lamb.
就是神羔羊。
There's no other ways.
羊的血，没有别的道。
And that's why when we come to the church, we always know that the door is open because of the blood of Jesus.
所以我们来到教会呢，就要知道这个门大大的敞开了，是耶稣基督的宝血。
There's no accusation from the enemy. Don't believe sadness, any accusation from people from sadness that you are not worthy to come to God. No. You are worthy because.Blood of Jesus.
所以你不要相信仇敌或者是别人对你的控告，说你不配来到神的面前。你不要去相信这个。
If the enemy accuses you, you don't deserve God's blessing.
如果仇敌控告你说你不配神的祝福。
You see what you did this, did that, this, that.
你看你做这个又做那个。
But you need to believe this. I come before God as by the blood of the Lamb.
但你要相信。你要说我来到神的面前是靠着羔羊的宝血。
So when we come in, their richness, and prepared for us.
所以你来到这边呢，是有个极大一个丰盛是为你预备的。
But at the same time, any time when you come to God, you always bring something.
但是同时呢，我们来到神的面前，我们也带着一些礼物来到神的面前。
And so offering sacrifice in the original word is bring something, bring.
献祭呢，这个原文这个意思就是带些什么东西。
Anytime you come to see God, don't come empty-handed.
所以我们每次来到神的面前呢，不会空手到他面前。
When you come to your father, don't come empty-handed.
所以你来到你的父亲面前，千万不要空手。
Last time I asked people, when you come to the father, come to see your father, it's better for your father to ask you, or you bring things voluntarily.
像上次我们讲到说，你宁愿不要等到这个啊，宁愿自己带着东西去见你的父，不要让父到时候问你要这些东西。
Which one is more blessed?
哪个是更蒙福呢？
You just voluntarily bring the gifts or your father ask you to bring.
你自愿带礼物去呢，还是你父亲问你要礼物？
Which one?
Voluntarily.
自愿。
We are smart people.
所以
She's very smart. Smart people always please your father, please your parents.
所以聪明人呢，要讨父亲的喜悦。
So interesting enough,We said when we come in, there will be five sacrifices, five kind of sacrifices.
所以我们来到这里面呢，有五种献祭。
Five offerings.
就是五种献祭。
The first one is a sin offering.
第一个就是赎罪祭。
And we talked about. And then next one is burnt offering. Burnt offering.
是燔祭。
And then grain offering.
就是那个素祭。
And then the peace offering.
还有就是平安祭
and then there's a guilt offering.
然后就是赎愆祭
Interesting enough, we talked about the sin offering is commanded for individuals.
有趣的是呢，那个赎罪祭呢是必须的。
But burnt offering and the grain offering and the peace offering, this is voluntary for individuals.
但是那个燔祭、素祭和平安祭呢，这是自愿的。
And we talked about burnt offering is about how we bring ourselves to God.
我讲上次讲到这个燔祭呢，就是把我们自己带到神的面前。
As a living sacrifice.
当做活祭。
But again, it's voluntary. God didn't command you, demand you to do that.
但同样，这个也是自愿的，神并没有要求。
However, there's some instructions. God said, if you bring the burnt offering, you should do this way.
然而呢，这个确实有讲究的，神有吩咐。如果你要带这个燔祭来的话呢，那你就得要同时要做这个做那个。
So, if you want to bring some gifts to your father said, if you don't bring, it's okay. If you bring,
你想想你去见你的父亲他说你带礼物了来的时候如果你要带这个礼物来的时候要怎么样
Don't bring this, that.、
就是、
I prefer this, this.
就是不要这个有其他的这些的礼物而是要这个。
So we talked about the sin offering, there's a requirement, and the burnt offering, there's a requirement.
所以这是对这个赎罪祭呢是有讲究的。然后对这个燔祭呢也是有讲究。
And today we are going to talk about grain offering.
今天呢，我们要讲讲这个素祭。
Grain offering usually comes with the burnt offering.
这个素祭呢，通常是跟这个燔祭是一起来的。
Remember, burnt offering represents a person offering himself.
你记得吗？这个燔祭呢是指说把你整个人带到神的面前。
And the grain offering means you bring whatever you have to God.
素祭呢，就是只要把你有什么，你就带到神的面前来，都可以的。
And when we bring ourselves in and what we have here, and God first will bring our soul, and then bring whatever we have.
你要带什么东西到神的面前呢？首先是我们的心灵到神的面前，然后你有什么其他的都。
So, the burnt offering, when we offer ourselves, our soul, the God will bless our soul, our spirit, body.
燔祭呢，就是你带到神的面前，你把你的心灵带到神的面前来了，神就会祝福你的心灵。
So the grain offering is that when we bring whatever we have to God, God will bless whatever we have.
这素祭呢，就是你带什么东西到面前来，带到神的面前都可以，但是神就祝福你那个你所带来的那个东西。
Now, let's read aboutGrain offering. This is very interesting. Some of the details, very, very interesting.
我们一起来读这个素祭，这是非常有意思的。
Sometimes when you read, it's very boring.
有的时候你自己读的话，会觉得很无聊。
But you listen carefully, you find it's very interesting.
但是你仔细听的话，你会觉得非常有意思。
And also sometimes it's very illuminating. Suddenly you find, wow.
而且有的时候你读着，忽然间就心里面有亮光了，你就。
Yeah, let's read the first, the Leviticus chapter 2.
我们读利未记第二章。
I ask Alvin to read Chinese, and if you read English, you read yourself.
Alvin 会读中文，然后你读英文的话，你自己来读整章哈。
嗯，
好的。若有人献素祭为供物给耶和华，要用细面浇上油，加上乳香。带到亚伦子孙做祭司的那里，祭司就要从细面中取出一把来，并取些油和所有的乳香，然后要把所取的这些作为纪念，烧在坛上，是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。素祭所剩的要归给亚伦和他的子孙，这是献与耶和华的火祭中为至圣的。若用炉中烤的物为素祭，就要用调油的无酵细面饼，或是抹油的无酵薄饼。若用铁磬上做的物为素祭，就要用调油的无酵细面，分成筷子，浇上油，这是素祭。若用煎盘做的物为素祭，就要用油与细面做成，要把这些东西做的素祭带到耶和华面前，并奉给祭司，带到坛前。祭司要从素祭中取出作为纪念的，烧在坛上，是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。素祭所剩的要归给亚伦和他的子孙，这是献与耶和华的火祭中为至圣的。凡献给耶和华的素祭都不可有酵，因为你们不可烧一点酵、一点蜜，当作火祭献给耶和华。这些物要献给耶和华作为初熟的供物，只是不可在坛上献为馨香的祭。凡献为素祭的供物，都要用盐调和，在素祭上不可缺的你神立约的盐。一切的供物都要盐，都要加盐，可能是要献。若向耶和华献初熟之物为素祭，要献上烘了的和麦子和穗子，就是杂了的新穗子，当作初熟之物的素祭，并要抹上油，加上乳香，这是素祭。祭司要把其中作为纪念的，就是一些压了的和穗子和一些油，并所有的乳香都焚烧，这是向耶和华所献的火祭。
Is that interesting to you?
这是不是很有意思吗？
Maybe not that interesting.
可能好像没那么有意思。
But do you remember here it says you must put the oil and also frankincense, incense.
但是你记不记得他这边说要加上乳香和油？
But do you remember last time we talked about sin offering, you must not put oil and frankincense.
但是你记不记得上次我说燔祭的时候，那个燔祭
赎罪祭，
赎罪祭，赎罪祭呢是不能带这个乳香和油的。
Okay, let's go to that section, and we will read that, and then you will keep that in your mind, which is Leviticus chapter 5.
我们翻到那一段。
Yeah, chapter 5:11. Chapter 5:11.
第十一节。
Chapter 5:11, it says, this is for sin offering. If, however, he cannot afford two doves or two young pigeons, he is to bring as an offering for his sin a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He must not put oil or incense on it, because it is a sin offering.
你看他这边就讲了说，他的力量若不够像两只斑鸠或是两只雏鸽，就要因所犯的罪带供物来，就是细面依法十分之一为赎罪祭，不可加上油，也不可加上乳香，因为是赎罪祭。
You see, there it says you must not put oil.
你看这里却说不能加上油。
And frankincense.
还有乳香。
But here for the grain offering, you must put oil and the grain offering.
但是在前面那个地方讲到这个素祭的时候，就是说要加上油和乳香。
So this is to raise up your interest.
所以这个就是提起你的兴趣。
However, we will talk about now focused on grain offering first, and then maybe later on we will refer to sin offering.
现在呢，我们先来看这个素祭，然后也许接下来后面再看这个。
Because all this truth, when it comes into our heart, if we know the truth will set us free.
因为这些真理如果进入到我们心灵里面的话，它就会释放我们的自由。
Now, about the grain offering, the first we talked about, it's a voluntary offering.
这个素祭呢，我们先来讲讲，就是自愿带去的这个素祭。
Again, whatever you have, God says, it's a voluntary thing.
对，我再说、就是。
I do not force you to give it to me.
对，他就说你带来的就是自愿带来，就你有什么你就带来，就并不是说是强求的。
However, as a nation Israel, as a whole nation,And it's a mandatory sacrifice. The burnt offering and grain offering are mandatory.
但是在这个以色列的国家呢，它是这个
整个国家作为整体，
整个国家这个整体呢，他们就是要求这个燔祭跟这个素祭呢是必须的。
Because the whole nation belongs to God.
因为这整个国家呢，它是属于神的。
So whatever you have.Do you think it belongs to God or belongs to you? God says, let you decide.
所以你觉得是什么样的东西呢？你可以带去给神的话呢，就你自己来决定。
That's the first thing. And the second thing is that most of the grain offering belongs to, will give it to the priest.
但是然后很多的这个祭物呢，最后是给这个祭司的。
So you see the second verse says that And take it to Aaron's sons, the priests. The priest shall take a handful of the fine flour and the oil together with all the incense and burn this as a memorial portion on the altar.
你看这个第二节就写到说，带到这个亚伦子孙祭司那里，那些祭司呢就要从细面中取出一把来，然后并取些油和所有的乳香，然后也把这个所取的这些作为纪念，烧在坛上，是献给耶和华。
Basically, whatever you bring, maybe it's just one handful, and the priest will take all to burn.
所以就是你把这些礼物带回来，那个祭司只是抓了其中一把，然后
maybe you are,
烧了作为活祭。
Maybe you just take one tongue. It's I'm going to offer this one tongue, grain offering to the Lord.
也许你带着一吨的这个礼物来作为这个素祭。
And the Bible says.The priest would take one handful and burn. The rest is his.
但是祭司里面他就抓了一把去当做火祭这样烧了，但是剩下都是归他的，归祭司。
Okay, so you see, it's basically this blessing, this come is also bless the priests who serve the Lord.
所以这个，你看这个祭呢带呢，同时虽然是献给神，但同时也是等于祝福到这个。
The third, it says you add oil.
第三呢，就是你要加油。
We will talk in details.
那我会讲这个具体的这个细节的东西。
Fourth, you are going to put frankincense.
第四呢，你要加上乳香。
And fifth is do not put yeast.
酒。那个这是第五点的这个酵是不能加的。
Do not put the yeast.
就是不能放有酵。
This is also interesting. In the peace offering, you can put the yeast.
但很有趣的是呢，平安祭呢是可以放这个酵的。
Sixth, don't put the honey.
第六个就是不要放蜜。
Seven, you are going to add salt.
第七，你要加上一些盐。
Okay, I'll go back to some of the details.
好，我们来看这些细节。
You see, whatever you have is from the Lord.
你看，你有的所有的其实也都是从神来的。
But if you read, there's a Bible verse called in Deuteronomy chapter 8:18. You can put on the screen.
如果你去看这个生命记。
Everything we have, the ability to acquire things is from the Lord.
其实我们有能力所取得的，其实都是从神来的。
It's Deuteronomy chapter 8, 生命记第八章。So whatever we have is from the Lord.
我们有的其实都是从神来的。
Now you see, when we talk about putting oil represents what?
所以你知道那个油是代表着什么吗？
Oil in the Bible represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the power from the Holy Spirit.
油呢，就是预表着这个圣灵的大能。
When I interpret the Bible, I do not interpret according to what I want. There is a consistent pattern in the Bible how you interpret the symbols.
像我这个解释这些细节的时候呢，就是不是我随便解释，是照着圣经里面的，它有个一致性的这个解释。
So in the Bible, when you see oil, that's the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看到这个油呢，就知道这个是圣灵的能力。
When you see the wine, it represents the joy from the Holy Spirit.
酒呢，是代表这个神的喜乐。
When you see in the Bible, when you read the vineyard, it represents Israel or church.
当你看到这个葡萄园呢，就是预表着以色列或者是教会。
When you see this mountain, usually represents the government.
当你看到山呢，就通常是代表着政府。
政权。
政权。
When you see the sea, it represents the crowd, the people.
当你看到
evil forces,
就预表着是人，那些邪恶的势力。
And so, when you in the Bible, if you read something about gold, it represents God's uncorruptible, corruptible nature and authority.
如果你看到像黄金这样的东西，那就预表这个神，就是神呢，它是不可朽坏的那个东西。
And it's an owner.
还有就是神的荣
耀。And value.
神的这个价值。
But if you see silver,
如果你看到银
，it's talking about redemption.
银呢是代表着救赎。
This is also very interesting. In the Chinese culture, usually also we say 属银啊 ，we do, you know, it's normally we say.
这个很有意思，就是我们叫我们中文里面也常常讲到属银。
And many cultures they use silver for redemption.
在很多文化里面，他们就是有说用这个银作为一个赎罪的。
That's very simple. Normally, people don't use gold to buy things, you know.
但我们也知道，通常的话，人家不会用黄金去买做买卖。
So normally, as in the business, is all silver, you know.
在这个生意场上，一般都是用这个银。
But anyways, these are about the symbols and its interpretation and application in the Bible.
这些呢，就是一些这个符号性的一些象征意义。
So here God says that if you bring, you put oil.
这里神说呢，如果你要带这些礼物来的话呢，你就加上油。
That means you need to recognize this is from the power of God.
意思就是说，这个要知道，其实这些礼物都是从神。
As we just shared about that verse, Deuteronomy 8 and 18.The ability to acquire richness is from what? From whom? From God.
所以刚刚我们看到了这个生命记第八章那个地方讲的说，这个是从哪里来的？就是从神来的。
得货财的能力是从神来的。
对，这个、
so,
财货能力。
If you offer, you need to recognize this truth.
所以当你知道这个，你要知道这个是这是真的。
It's from God. Your ability.To get all the riches, all this grain harvest is from God.
你得到这些财货，这些东西呢，其实能力都是从神来的。
But God reminded you, this is from me.
但神就提醒你说，这个是从我来的。
Though it's voluntary.
虽然是你自愿带来的。
You know, it's going to be a big blessing if we know this truth in our heart. All our riches, all our abilities from God is such a blessing.
所以你要是意识到这个全是全部的这些都是从神来的话，你就会得到真正的更大的祝福。
You know, sometimes we don't know. We think it's our ability.
很多时候你却不知道，你以为是说我们自己的能力。
If it's our ability, we will take care of all of them.Use all of them. If pressure comes, we will take all of them too.
你知道，如果说是你觉得说这个是你自己的能力，你自己的东西，当甚至有压力来的时候，你都会想这些东西就留着给自己。
And it's all yours. The pressure is all yours too.
所以你会觉得说这个所有的这些都是你自己的。
But if you realize this is from God, and you know how to give it to God, let Him.Take care of.
但如果说你意识到这其实都是全部都是从神来的，你甚至是完全可以交给神。
Give you an example. A few years ago, God gave me a piece of land in Hope.
我给你举个例子，在几年前，神给我在 Hope 一块地。
The first day when I drove there, I was so happy. Oh, this mountain!
第一天我开车到那里的时候，我看到哇，我真的是充满了喜乐。看到那里，哇，你看这都是。
那literally this mountain is mine.
这个实实在的这个山也是我的。
Mine.
这是神的，我的。
And then what happened after some time, I get back pain. Very severe back pain.
但是后来发生什么呢？我的那个背部很痛。
It's so painful.There was a time I have to go to Hope to do some work. On the way there, I said, "Boy, this is a burden, burden, burden."
那天我真的是背实在太痛了，但是我要去那个 Hope 那个工作，我就想到说，哎呀，这个真的是负担了，就是背上所负的负担了。
You look at the house is a burden.
你看那些房子，其实对你来说也是个负担。
The mountain is a bigger burden.
那个山呢，其实是更大的负担。
At the beginning, it's all mountain, 青山绿水 all green mountain, green trees, and the streams.
刚开始的时候，你就看的是青山绿水啊，你就充满这个喜乐啊。
You see, God started changing my heart.
但是神就改了我的心。
I said, Lord, I offer it to you.
我就说，神啊，我把这些都献给你。
Now make the story short, I met a good doctor, and he healed me.
这个长话短说呢，我就是见了这个好的这个医生，他医治了我。
And now my pain is totally gone.
现在我的背痛了，已经没了。
However, I need to know this is from the Lord.
但我得要知道这个是从神来的。
It's better to put in His hands.
最好你把这些东西都放在神的手中。
I'm just a steward.
我只是个管家。
You know, if the Lord says, "Sell, you sell; give, you give."
如果神说把它卖了，你就卖了；叫你给出去，你就给出去。
So that's why.When we bring any offering to the Lord, we receive blessing.
这就是为什么说把我们把这些礼物带到神面前，其实我们是从圣里面得祝福。
As I said, any healthy people when he bring a gift to his father, he knows it's a blessing. Unless if you are not healthy.
只要你是健康的人带到神的面前的话呢，神这是一种祝福。
带到你父亲，把礼物带到你父亲的跟前。是一个祝福。
对，你健康的人，你把这个礼物带到神的面前了，是个祝福。带到父亲的面前，是个祝福。
If somebody says, "Oh, it's a bird. It's just, you know, it's mine. I shouldn't bring to my father." If you think all this way, you're in trouble.
有人你心里面是想到，这个不是，这都是我自己的，我要带到这个父亲的这个面前给他，那你这个思想就有点问题。
So you need to be healed.
所以你需要被医治。
That's why you first need to offer the sin offering.
所以这就为什么说你要先献上这个赎罪祭。
And but in the sin offering, remember you do not put oil.
但是记得这个赎罪祭是不能放油的。
I think I will talk right now. Why there's no oil on the sin offering?
现在我接下来会讲这个为什么在赎罪祭里面是不能放油的。
Remember, oil is an anointing from God. Is that right?
你记得吗？这个油呢是神来的这个恩膏。
Don't associate your sin with the anointing of God.
不要把你的罪呢跟神的恩膏呢是混为一谈。
So many people said, I did this because God allowed me to do this.
很多人就说，哎呀，我犯这个错误其实是神允许我的。
So don't say that.
不要这么说。
Don't say that.
不要这么说。
And also don't put incense in it.
也不要把乳香放上去。
Incense is also something to do with God.
乳香呢是跟神有关的东西。
As a service before God.
是服侍神的。
And we talked about don't mix your sin with the service of God.
不要说把自己的罪呢跟这个服侍神呢混为一谈。
But here in the grain offering, you must also put incense.
但这个素祭呢却是要放上乳香。
Why?
Because
it's a service before God.
因为这是服侍神的。
It must be a service before God.
必须是服侍神的。
If you offer your stuff, your grain, your harvest, it is a service before God. You need to remember that.
你想把你这些土产的这些东西带到神的面前，这是服侍神的。
And about incense, why represents prayer and service in Revelation chapter 8, we will not go there. It says the incense will arise before God's throne, and when it's full.And the altar is full, and then it will pour on the earth. Things will happen.
这个乳香呢是代表着祷告，就像在启示录里面也有讲到，就是当你这个祷告带到这个神的面前，就是这个香呢到神的面前，已经这个祷告就满了以后呢，神就会倾倒下来，这事情就会发生。
That's why when we talk about sin offering, we don't put oil and incense.This is also, I need to repeat a little bit, I think it's very important.
我得要重复一下，因为这个很重要，就是赎罪祭呢是不能加上乳香的。
Now, when you have sin which is convicted, you just need to come before God, truthfully say what it is exactly. Don't need to modify, beautify, or whatever.
如果你犯了罪呢，到神面前来认罪悔改的时候，你就直接就认你的罪，千万不要就是要给他美化啦，非得要找这个借口那个借口。
Don't say this is from God. God allows me.
不要说这个是从神的，其实神也允许我犯这个罪啊。
So if you curse your children, don't say, "Oh God, I come before you. I serve Him. I pray for Him." No. But God says, "You curse your children. Just repent. The prayer is next."
所以你就是比如说你是咒诅你的孩子呢，你就。不要是说，哎呀，我也服侍神啊，这个其实不是的，你咒诅神就不是就不好。
So, when you come before the Lord, if you sin, you just bring the sin offering, but don't put oil and incense.
所以你是要到神面前来这个赎罪的话，你就把这个罪带到神的面前来，不要加上这个乳香。
So that's why Christianity is very different because Christianity let us know who we are.
所以我们基督信仰呢是很不一样的，它是要让我们清清楚知道我们是谁。
Anytime when we know who we are, what sin we have, that's a great, great revelation.
所以你常常知道你是谁，你的罪是什么，这是非常。
Just like a person who's sick, if he knows what disease he has, 90% of the problem is solved.
就像一个人他已经生病了，如果他知道他这个病是什么病的话呢，那个90%他就有救了。
If he's not clear and he uses all kinds of excuses and then he's not going to see the doctor.
所以他要是生病了，他去找各种借口，不愿去看医生。
So that's why the revelation, the sin, all these things, just as who you are, exactly who you are.Come before God.
所以你要去走到神面前，你就按你的本相去到神面前，你的把你的罪带到神面前，神会喜悦。
You know, I just give you one example. Even today I find it's so powerful if somebody confesses what is wrong.
我给你举个例子，就是今天也是有人呢，就是到神面前认他的罪的。是会带来多大的一个震撼。
I remember many years ago, there was a child in our family in China, 2 years old, he always beat up his sister.
所以，几年前呢，就在国内呢，是有一个人，一个
孩子，
他经常打他的姐姐还是妹妹？
Yeah, 姐姐。And beat up his sister, and then I was there. One day I said, "You cannot do that anymore."
我当时我在场，我看见了，我就跟他说：“你千万不能再做这事了。”
Okay, listen carefully. This point I want to make.
你注意听这一点，我要说的这一点。
And he said, "Yes, I won't do it again."
他说：“哦，好啊，我也不会打他了。”
But then the second day he does the same thing.
但是第二天他又打他姐姐。
One day I.Got him and I said, "Today you are not going to go anywhere unless you confess it's wrong to beat you up."
那一次呢，我抓到这个事情了。我说你哪都不能去，除非你认你的罪。
So he said, "No, I just don't do it again."
所以没有，他说我就以后我也不会做这事了。
I said, "Don't promise to me today. You need to say you are wrong."
就是不要去。再找借口，你今天就必须得说你错了。
So I hold his two hands together, tight together. I said, "I'm going to beat you up."
我就抓着他的手，我说，不然的话，今天我也会打你。
So this is a child. I have authority to beat him up.
这个小孩，我是有权利，我也可以打他。
You can imagine, maybe somebody. Okay. So what happened? I didn't let him go.
你看，我就没有让他不让他走。
You know, then he said, confessed, I'm wrong.
后来他就认错，他认罪。
You know what happened?
你知道后来发生什么？
After that,
从那过后，
he never beat his sister again.
他就再也不会打他姐姐了。
You see this power of confession.
你知道这个认罪的这个能力。
This is very important. Don't mix up with things.
很重要，不要跟别的混淆。
Don't mix up with your promises.
不要去跟你的什么那个承诺啊混淆。
Yeah, don't mix up with the prayer. You know, "Oh God, bless my child, bless my child." God says you cursed him.
不要去跟那些混淆，说哎呀，神啊，祝福我的孩子啊，不要，因为你已经咒诅他了。
Okay, that prayer is next.
所以
mix with this.
你后面你要祷告祝福你的小孩，那是后面的事。但你现在
，Oh, don't say God. You know, God, you use me. I perform miracles. I serve a lot of people. You know, no problem. No. It is a problem.
你不要，所以你不要说神啊，大大的使用我啊，各种恩膏。但这个是完全不同一回事。这就是现在这个罪就是个问题。
So that's why God says, "Sin offering, you bring whatever it is."
所以这是神说的，你带这个赎罪祭呢，就是把你的罪带来。
By the way, both oil and the incense, there's a sweet, smell arise from to God.
那个乳香和油呢，它都是有个馨香，它会到神的面前。
Brother, sister, sin offering is not. Remember, Jesus Christ died on the cross. It's not something God feels. Just so happy.
弟兄姐妹们，这个主耶稣他上这个十字架受难的，并不是说是神是看得非常开心的事。
You see that oil smells good.
那个
and that incense smells good. God says not for now, not for now.
但是馨香对于神来说，不是，这不是现在，不是这个时候。
However, when we come to the grain offering,
然而到了这个素祭的时候呢？
God smells all this.
神
This is good. I'm pleased.
闻到这个馨香了，神就很喜悦。
I'm pleased.
他就说我很喜悦。
You recognize it's from my power. You give me thanks.
你认了这些东西呢，是从我而来的。
You also bring it to me as a service.
你带到我的面前呢，是作为一种服侍。
So the smell is good to me.
所以这个馨香呢，是我很喜悦的。
However.
然而。
You cannot put yeast.
你不能放酵。
Why there's no yeast?
为什么不可以呢？
Remember in the Bible what yeast is about.
记得圣经上讲的这个酵是什么意思吗？
Okay, I try to ask a few questions so you will not sleep.
问他们，我问大家几个问题，这样大家就不。
Where in the Bible talk about yeast?
我在圣经里面哪里有讲这个酵？
Or don't put yeast. Or
说不要放酵。
Yeah, unleavened bread. Sorry, 无酵饼 Sorry.
对，有讲到无酵饼的地方。
The Passover. Sorry.
那个啊，逾越节那个地方讲到无酵饼。
So, what yeast stands for?
这个酵是什么意思呢？
What leaven stands for?
这个教是什么意思？
So from that passage, basically Moses said, don't bring whatever from Egypt, the old influence to the new life.
关于这个逾越节那个地方，那个教的这个含义，就是说不要从这个埃及地的那个旧的那个东西带到这个新的这个地方来。
The old style of life as slaves.
旧的这种生活模式啊，那种做奴隶的那个时候生活的这个样式啊。
And the idol worship in Egypt.
还有当初他们在这个埃及拜偶像的这些东西啊，都不要带进来。
So don't bring your old influence into your new life.
就这个旧的这个习俗呢，不要带这个带到这个里面。
And sometimes in the Bible, East is also talk about the new influence, the changes. Okay, new things.
但是新圣经里面也有地方讲了这个教呢是代表这个新的影响力的东西。
Good things
是好的。
There was a parable Jesus said, "There's a kingdom of God is like a woman put the yeast into a dough." Is that right?
还有个比喻，是耶稣讲的这个比喻，就是说这个天国就好像一个妇人拿了这个三斗面，把这个教放在里面。
So that's a good influence.
这是好的这个影响。
However, no matter good influence or bad influence for the grain offering, don't put that in.
但是不管是好的影响还是坏的影响，这个素祭里面就是不能放酵。
So why it is so?
为什么会这样呢？
God says, whatever I have given to you, don't change.
神说，
Don't change the content.
我给你的什么东西呢？你都不要去改变它。
Now, as I just talked about in the peace offering, you can use yeast.
我前面有讲，在那个平安祭里面是可以用。
We will talk about some other time.
我们其他时间会再讲。
So now you see, you don't put the yeast in the grain offerings because this is recognizes all from God.
你看这个素祭里面不要放酵了，意思就是说，这个东西呢都是从神而来的。
Because these days, you know, like I met some people, they do Bible study, they use AI to make their things. I hesitate to do that. I think I just use whatever, I pray. Whatever from God, I give it to people. I don't use AI, you know. Amazing, AI create all the stories, all the pictures. It's amazing.
你知道现在那个很多人都用 AI。所以其实像我讲到的话呢，我不会去找这个 AI，
而
是祷告，从神领受到什么就什么。这个 AI 现在是真的是很厉害，什么图像啊这些它都可以生成，这些什么文字它都。
It's easy for me. I give you a good picture in a split of seconds.
如果对
Wow, beautiful. If you say it's the Bible Job, you know the Job, the book of Job, where the person was so.Heavy and crying and things like that.
不要去搞这个的话，那真的是也是挺容易的。你记得吗？那个约伯记那个约伯，那个我要去生成那个图片，哇，那个真的是看起来很正常。
But I'm not against that. But for me myself, I say I will give God what is from God.
我并不反对这个用这个 AI.但就是说，我就带到神的面前来，就是我有什么，我就带到神的面前。
Because I'm serving the real humans.
因为我是服侍的是真正的人。
All you guys are from God.
你们都是从神来的。
You are not created by man.
你们不是人所造的。
So we, God says, when you offer the things God given to you, bring its original.
所以就是说。你带什么东西礼物到神的面前来的，就是带这个原样的。
Also, don't put honey.
还有就是不能放蜜。
You know, honey is good.
蜜是很不错的。
I remember there was a doctor. Every time I said I have this problem, that problem, he would say, you know, when you eat something, just put some honey.
我记得我见到一个医生，那个医生我说：“哎呀，我这里不舒服，那里不舒服。”那个医生总是跟我说：“哎呀，你要是吃东西的时候，你放点蜜。”
Next time I said, okay, do this. Okay, when you do salad, put some honey.
下次我就讲说那个吃那个沙什么，他说哦，那我们也可以放点蜜。
But here in the grain offering, don't put honey.
但这里素祭呢是不能放蜜的。
What do you think the honey represents?
为什么呢？你知道蜜是代表什么吗
？What do you think?
你觉得是什么吗
？Honey make everything sweet. Is that right?
这个蜜呢是让东西变得甜了。
So when you offer things, if God give you a, God healed you partially, did you pray for your sickness? God didn't heal you. You just tell people God didn't heal me. Okay, you don't need to say.To say, I need to, you know, to be a good witness for God. Don't lie. Don't exaggerate.
所以就是说，当你到神的面前的话呢，你就不要去添油加醋。就是说你，比如说你到神面前祷告求神医治，如果你没有被医治，就没有被医治，不要去撒谎。
Actually, now a lot of people, they in order try to spread the gospel, they make YouTubers, which is lies.Literally, they lie.
你知道有些人他是为了传福音的话呢，其实他就是做见证的时候，他其实插一些假的东西进去，其实就是撒谎。
Or put this picture, that things together, so this thing happened.
就是他把这个啊照片啊那个照片啊拼到一起啊，就说哎呀，这是什么事情发生了。
You don't need to do that.
你不用，不要这样做。
不要在神的脸上贴金。You don't need to beautify God.
不要给神贴脸上贴金。
He's going to beautify you.
他反而要来美化你的心。
You don't need to like, you know, I try to defend God this or that. He's going to defend you.
你不要觉得说，哎呀，我要去这个维护神的面子，神会保守你的面子。
In the coming days, God is going to defend you.
在未来的日子，神会为你辩护的。
God is going to defend you.
神会为你辩护。
And also because of his covenant relationship, that's why you put the sword.
还有就是他的约，跟你所立的这个约。
All your grains, all your harvest, remember, because God has a covenant with you, he's going to bless you.
这是神所立的约，他要祝福你。就前面讲的是，这是为什么要放盐的意思。
So this is a grain offering.
这是素祭。
So may we remember all this truth.
就是愿你希望你们都记得这些真理。
First is voluntary.
首先就是要自愿的。
Second, you remember, you also share with the priests.
第二就是你要跟祭司分享。
Third, don't put oil.
第三不要放油。
No. You must put oil.
应该要放油。
Because it's from God.
因为是从神来的。
And also put frankincense.
还有就是要放上乳香。
But don't put the yeast.
但不要放酵。
Don't change its content.
不要把这里面的东西给改了。
Don't put the honey.
不要放蜜。
Don't exaggerate.
不要去夸张夸大事实。
But put the salt.
但是要还要放盐。
The Lord, we thank you.
神啊，我们感谢你。
Thank you. We know all this truth is to help us.
主啊，我们知道这些真理是为了帮助我们。
Help us to understand you more.
帮助我们来更加明白你。
And so that we'll be more blessed.
好，让我们更加蒙福。
Lord, we thank you, a good father.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是好父亲。
And in you, we are safe.
在你里面，我们有平安。
And you are Almighty God.
你是大能的神。
Because of your power, we are safer.
因为我们有这样的能力，我们又更加的平安。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit.
感谢你，谢谢你圣灵的工作。
Thank you for the ability and the health you have given to us, so we can acquire things, riches.
谢谢你给我们这个健康，有这样的一个能力，可以得着这些货财。
And also.Bring in harvest.
还有这些庄稼的收成。
Once again, we offer part of them to you.
再次我们把这其中一部分献给你。
And the Lord, you bless everyone.
主啊，愿你祝福每一个人。
According to the faith.
照着你的这样一个信心之道。
Okay, also you increase our faith.
同时你也让我们的信心更加的增长。
So we can walk more and more into the depth of your heart.
好，让我们可以更加的靠近你的心。
So we will be blessed.
好，让我们更加蒙福。
We also become a blessing to many people.
我们也愿意成为别人的祝福。
In Lord Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Amen.